Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, my name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes, we're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because...
Relatable.
We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh yeah.
That's my plan. My plan is to win this event through
murder.
Staged murder.
Greetings and welcome to the 59th episode of the second season of Law and Disorder. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far on Law and Disorder.
Our marshals achieved their mission and granted Odeth Longshank access to the battlefield that was once their beloved city of Unthalas. They went with her to see what would happen. And now they find themselves in the field of battle, where the whole world will fight for the godhead that has been vacated by the Lady in the Moon. Our marshals are not the most powerful on the field, nor are they the most prepared. But somehow they must find a way to survive and turn the situation in their favor, even if it is for those they've left behind.
And that's what happened last time, so if you want to help us out, you can do nothing better than to rate and review us on iTunes or on your podcatcher of choice. And you can find us online at thatsnotcanon.com. And now it's time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me at the table to play the game tonight are...
Jack playing the Dashbolt.
Oh, have we started already? Oh, Sebastian playing James.
Isaac playing Melina.
Good one.
Miranda playing Gwen.
And Nick playing your new god, Black Patty.
Nailed it.
No!
Fucking nailed it.
And what happened last time, everyone?
Long conversation about choices
democracy
that we didn't want to make.
Democracy won.
Democracy did
she
win.
She gave us democracy, if nothing else.
She gave us the vote.
So you met up
thankfully there was no
with
deadlock.
Odette Longshank, and she revealed to you that she's really just a puppet of Tia, and Tia wants to get double godhead so that he can rewrite the world in his own image. And she was like, well, you know, there are a lot of other people who also want to do that. So you kind of get to make the choice what you want to do. Maybe you want to try and take on the godhead if you're going to be good people or not. And you decided at the end to go with Odette Longshank into the thick of the fighting.
Mm.
And... that is where we're going to start.
Bonus action dodge.
Now, remember that all of you have sanctuary cast on you. So the first attack is going to, the person attacking you is going to have to make a wisdom saving throw in order to be able to attack you.
Is it everyone's first attack on you or just the very first attack?
Until the first attack.
Oh, I thought it was until we got hit.
Or until we hit.
So it's until you get hit.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's dismissed if you attack someone too, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So don't attack anyone.
Until you,
ever. Good. Done.
No promises.
Okay. You appear in a wide polished stone plaza. The sun bright in the sky above you. The ground incredibly hot. Like it's not burning you, but it's uncomfortably hot. Directly behind you are the battlements of the giant castle that you saw flying over the city on its way to the bathhouse. It is currently engaged with a titan in the direction directly behind you. Odette Longshank standing ahead of you. She kind of looks around, winks, and then leaps up into the air 300 feet and starts swinging her meteor hammer. At the moment, that's where you are.
The wink was a good sign.
Was that tear winking?
A wink like, you wait right there, I'll be back. I'm leaping up so I can do like a strike down on top of your heads.
Licks his lips and then leaps.
It's about 300 feet to anything other than wide open hot stone ground.
Run? So we are on the ground
yes,
though.
Okay. You're on the ground.
Run.
Well,
run.
We're a big open space.
Yes.
Run. I pick my favorite black patty and turn us both invisible. We're still with you guys. Come on.
Just not visibly.
Not today. Not today. We're not dying.
I'm going to start running toward the closest cover.
I will go with Gwen.
The closest cover, you are literally right in the center of an open courtyard. The closest cover is the same distance in any direction.
I go north.
I go with Gwen.
Okay. You're heading north. Dashwald's going with Gwen.
Yeah, I'll follow in the group.
Yep, follow.
I'll follow, but I'm not rushing.
Okay.
Swagger.
Take the surroundings.
Looking for gold coins and shit, you know, making sure you find your mark.
Oh, yeah, it's all about maximizing profits. Yeah,
that's right.
I feel like this is the start of the Hunger Games.
That's what I was worried about.
Let's start killing each other.
No, I want the trident.
I want the chainsaw.
Above you, you see the spinning form of Odette Longshank start generating bolts of golden energy. And she calls out in a language none of you understand, and a ray of bright sunlight hits something off the edge of the castle, and you hear an ear-splitting metallic screech. And this draws the attention of all of the giant people that were on the fortresses fighting the Titan. You are heading towards that direction, and you are about 100 feet away from cover when a silver dragon appears in front of you. Again, crackling
one of the good ones.
Electric energy, its eyes black.
That could be normal.
And it hisses.
Oh wait, it's metallic, but maybe it's not good. No.
The godhead is mine.
Sure, buddy.
Out of my way.
Okay. 100%. Out of your way. You're bigger than us. You win.
Dashbolt shows his belly. Dashbolt shows his belly. Gwen screams shillelagh. And we are rolling initiative.
Oh, looks what like a we're dick. Fighting.
Thanks, Gwen.
It looks like these guys are rolling initiative and Patty and I are rolling holidays.
Wait, you don't have to. You're invisible.
Oh, we're still going to act.
You just like move around freely.
Initiatives, please.
29.
Oh, I think you go first, mate.
Maybe.
13.
Crit 20.
20 non-natural.
29, no, 13. Oh, my life.
Pretty crit. This is all new Isaac. I love it.
I know, I was very surprised.
Use that dice more often.
What did you roll, Ben?
13.
Roll off.
New roll off, please.
Roll off.
Yes.
8.
7.
1 point better.
I scream shillelagh and then stand and wait for everyone else to do something first.
Isaac.
Yes. Right. Dragon. What's
silver
the
dragon? Like?
Scan it for weaknesses with your brain.
Yeah, that's what it's going to do. Can I do a...
oh, damn. surrounded by incompetence, aren't we, Patty? Let me scan the dragon for weaknesses.
Maybe it's I.
What kind of dragon was it? Adult, ancient, what, how big is it?
Big.
Just bigger than us?
Yep.
Big and silver with probably black a baby.
We a big old baby.
It's a huge dragon, is what you know.
Yeah, look, I can Eldritch Blast a dragon for maybe 0.01% of its health, or I could try and figure something out.
I never would have engaged the dragon.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. All right. Can I roll a history?
You can.
Sure, I'll allow it.
Try and figure out, dragons just challenged us. Will it be open to negotiations, or is this go time?
Sure.
The DM said roll.
That's 29.
You started combat.
I know. 29.
Usually okay. Silver dragons are lawful good. The fact that it is willing to fight you without knowing what you are leads you to believe that it's probably not open to negotiation.
Damn. Negotiations were short.
Boo.
Cool. Okay, I am going to ready an Eldritch Blast. If it tries to go for us, Eldritch Blast. Otherwise, I'm just going to run diagonally away from it.
Okay. Still heading in the northwards direction, but diagonally away from it.
No, well, I don't care which direction we're going, as long as it's not towards the dragon.
Okay.
Or the giant titan. Why did we pick this direction?
Well, you didn't.
Drown in the other way.
Just decided to follow
it
democracy.
It was a random direction.
Okay. Well, because you crit, you get to go again. So you continue running?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Gonna prepare that Eldritch Blast again.
Prepare the Eldritch Blast. I'm gonna just shoot it in the eyes.
I assume you're using some movement to... You use some movement to not incur an attack of opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Whatever I can to get away from this head.
Wonderful. Well, it doesn't attack you.
Brilliant.
And you get 60 feet away.
Yay.
And it's Black Patty's turn.
How far away am I from it?
10 feet.
Oh. I thought I was hanging back. I was just walking. I wasn't rushing.
Sure. 30 feet.
Good.
Oh, that's so much better.
I'm probably just going to walk off to the side as well.
Okay. You walk off to the side, just your movement?
Yeah.
All right.
And then bonus action dodge.
James.
Alrighty. Time for a real history check. No.
I'm 29, mate.
Come on, it's fine. So we're still invisible. I just want to know whether I think this thing could see me. I don't know how off top of my head if dragons can tend to see things that are invisible.
Roll a nature.
That is an 18.
It definitely seems to be regarding you.
Oh, no.
Whether or not that is just something... Because you can't really see its eyes. It doesn't have regular eyes. Its eyes are jet black. But it definitely seems to be including you in its surveillance of the party.
Any ideas, Pan?
Run away.
That's what I was going to...
It's a dragon.
That's what I thought. I don't think an idiot would attack a dragon for no reason, because it's a dragon. I'm going to follow Black Patty. I assume he's going around the side. Well, I can't even see
him.
But going around a side, I don't care if it's the same one or not, but I want to effectively get away from the person that's threatened it for now. I'm happy to dash around the outskirts of it,
okay.
I guess, because I'm not going to use any attacks.
Everyone... make a DC 18 wisdom saving throw as the dragon rears up, spreads its wings, and invisible energy spreads over you as it roars.
Is it psychic or magic?
This is neither.
Oh, okay, this is dragon awesome.
This is dragon frightening presence.
What was the DC, sorry?
18.
I passed.
What was the save?
18.
No, 18. Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Yes. Oh, crit.
15.
I was just curious. I didn't know what it was.
To roll a zero.
You're not grabbing that one, though.
It's a very scary dragon.
I rolled a one, and my wisdom is minus one.
Okay.
Oh, so it isn't that one. Okay.
Zero.
Melina?
Nine.
Dashbold?
15.
Okay, the three visible people are now frightened.
Hey, at least we're running away. If we wanted to. Free movement.
How brave do you feel when you're invisible? Pretty brave, right, Patty?
So this means you have disadvantage on ability and attack rolls while the source is in line of sight. You cannot willingly move closer to the source of the fear.
Didn't want to.
You get to remake the roll at the end of each of your turns. The end. However, right in front of it are Gwen and Dashbold. Yep. So we're going to have... two attacks on Gwen, one attack on Dashbold.
Mm-hmm. Gwen can protect me, right?
Sure.
What is your AC, Gwen?
22.
You are bit once. Dashbold, what is your AC?
18.
You are clawed once.
Oh, did you do the wisdom thing?
Does Gwen save to help me?
Yes.
With the thing?
Gwen. It passes both times.
Your sanctuary is done.
So how does Gwen help Dashbold?
I do the one where there's two different ones.
Impose disadvantage.
Yeah.
That's a fighter one.
It still hits.
Thanks, Ben.
Dealing 16 points of slashing damage.
So you're gonna 60. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Does my reaction go off?
It will at the very end of this.
Brilliant.
And Gwen, you take 18 points of piercing damage.
Awesome.
Let's walk it off.
Eldritch Blast!
It was a 25 hit.
No. Yes, it does.
Yes.
That's going to be 3 points force.
Dragons are weak to ice.
And 5 points of radiant damage.
Sorry, it's Pokemon.
8 points.
Yes, in total.
Wonderful.
Does a 15 hit by chance?
No.
Didn't think so.
And you see the bolt of energy just reflect off its highly shined scales.
Where are dragons from?
Inid.
Where are
the material
from?
Plane.
They don't come from another place?
No.
Bird.
No, they're banishing them.
I mean, I can banish them for a little bit. I was just curious if there's like a dragon.
Be gone spell.
Yeah. Be gone.
Dashbold, you've just been clawed by a dragon. It is your initiative.
I'm going to grant a bardic inspiration.
Again.
Okay. Will I... do I have to disengage to not get an attack opportunity
yes.
on me? Cool. What if I use the mislead spell?
Yeah, the mislead spell.
Would I still need an attack of opportunity? Oh, no, I wouldn't because I go invisible and then there's...
Well, it depends whether it can see you or not.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. You cast the mislead spell and you try to run away.
Yeah.
In the direction of Melina?
Yep.
Away. Okay.
It hits you.
Or he tries to hit you.
Is Mislead the one where you turn invisible and a fake you runs away?
Yep.
Yeah, so it you can see me because it's smart.
And that hits, dealing 17 points of slashing damage.
Good idea. I mean, I stayed there.
No, it was a good plan. Just didn't pan out.
It did not pan out.
Oh.
It is now Gwen's initiative.
Oh.
In fact, it is not Gwen's initiative. What is your AC?
22.
Okay, you get hit again with a tail this time.
So it can see through invisibility.
It has legendary actions. Can see through invisibility. And you take 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
It's like a lot, but...
it's a big dragon. It hit you with a tail. And it is now your initiative.
You have inspiration. D8.
Okay. Attacks against it are made at disadvantage and you can't willingly move closer to it.
Oh, I get to make my roll to break out of the fear.
Yes.
And that one.
You are still feared.
Maybe forever now.
I do a little tinkle in my pants or something, probably.
I have spare pants for them when we're done.
No prestidigitation is required. We have free pants for Dash.
I don't know what to do with myself. I really wanted to just,
but you shillelagh,
like,
didn't you?
Yeah, but I just wanted to sort of poke it and run past it.
You have to run away anyway.
I don't have to run away. I just
she doesn't have
run
to run
toward
yeah.
it.
She doesn't have to run away. She just can't move closer to it.
Oh. But you're already close.
I'm close enough to make an attack.
Yes, it's right on you.
Yes.
You should do that.
And there's no point me casting mirror image because it'll see right through it because it did the Dashbold, right? Okay, well, I will attack it 3 times as I love to do.
At disadvantage because you're feared.
Well, Can I? And then, did you say the fire damage didn't work?
What? I didn't say anything about it.
He used radiant damage.
Huh?
He used radiant.
And that's
the only thing that might have been fire.
Maybe our magic missile.
Can you throw your sunders? What? That does radiant, doesn't it?
But it hits everything.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm metagaming. I'm moving right now.
There's only one thing to hit. Okay, well, I'm going to attempt to attack one.
Okay.
Many!
How many? Because dragons
21.
Have...
21. 21.
21 will hit.
No, because the shillelagh makes it lower.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Makes it lower, that makes the damage I do higher.
Okay, yep.
So the damage is 1d10 and 1d8. Sorry, all of my dice are in the wrong place.
I blame Obama.
Don't forget your inspiration.
6, 7, 8. What is that?
An
extra d8 damage?
No, you can. If you miss, you can roll it to attack.
So if you think you've rolled too low, you can roll it.
All right.
And add that.
I'll try attacking again, and I think I miss with an 11 to hit.
Will not hit.
But I do have a thingy where I can roll it again anyway. No, that's damage. Never mind. And I will attempt to magic missile with my last action.
Can you attempt to do that a bit closer to the microphone, please?
I will attempt a bit closer to the microphone to magic missile.
Okie dokie.
3 at second level. Can I do that?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
So you just roll damage.
I don't have enough little ones. Me. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Hardly any. And I stand about being afeard.
Oh, you get to roll.
To see if you're still afeard.
18 DC, leave.
I rolled an 18.
You ain't afeard of nothing.
But is that negative one, though?
Yeah,
I rolled a 19. Minus one is 18.
You're on top of shit. Mm. I like that.
The dragon rears up and says, "You have seen the power of Zilean. Bow before your new goddess."
Nope.
"And I will not consume you."
It's a pretty good deal, guys. Remember, we can all talk telepathically because of my book?
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should bow, and you should bow right underneath and then do the the ball grab.
I'm really thinking about it.
But didn't you say it's a goddess?
Yeah, so which god are we talking about?
Don't assume it's gender.
It just said that.
She is talking about herself.
Oh, okay, that's why I didn't recognize the name. Okay.
Wait,
it has a name. Everyone be careful.
Well, it's named now. It can crit.
Ah, damn it.
And it's going to...
So give us a chance to bow before it attacks, surely.
I use my free action to bow.
Okay, you're allowed.
Expose my weak back for being raked.
Actually, so Dashbold and Gwen need to make a DC 21 dexterity saving throw.
Oh, I can do this. This is the sort of thing I do.
I thought my dexterity was better than that.
It's only not. You and I saw it.
12, I fell.
Let's see. I got a 6. Is that
okay? So you both take 15 points of bludgeoning damage, and you're knocked prone.
I don't want to take this damage.
And the dragon takes to the air and goes and lands directly in front of Black Patty and James.
Well, are we together? Are we?
You're in the same direction.
Yeah, we are.
Nice.
We think very clever and similar.
You are now very sure that it can see you.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And it is Alina's turn.
You better just kill this thing now. I don't want to deal with this dragon.
Isn't it Patty's?
Nope. You crit.
Didn't you get 29, though?
You crit.
Okay.
I'm going to kick this thing's ass. It's so fucked.
Right. Cool. How far away is the dragon from me?
It's pathetic.
60 feet. So you ran away twice?
Twice?
Where am I running towards at the moment?
The north, question. Towards the Titan.
Mm. Spoiler for choice, aren't we? Mm.
Well, I'm going to keep running.
Okay.
I can't do anything. I got cantrips.
Cantrip it.
Yeah, I'll run and then I'll cantrip.
I mean, it's not a bad option.
It's my only option. I'm not using spell slots on a trash mob.
It's a dragon.
The dragon.
I know two titans are gods.
Yeah, I know we've got worse coming, but it's still this is a pretty bad mob.
I know. That's why I'm only casting Eldritch Blast at it. Does a 25 hit?
Yes.
Yay. One hit. Seven force damage. And further five radiant damage. And I'm going to try and break out this fear. Nope.
No, you do not. Black Paddy, you have a dragon directly in front of you, baring its teeth.
Okay, now, with my swashbuckler subclass, if I'm attacking a target and it has no enemies within range of it, mm-hmm. no other enemies within range of it,
correct.
Then I can utilize my sneak attack damage against it.
Correct.
So is James near enough to negate that?
No, James is not engaged with it. Only you are engaged with it.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I guess I'm going to attack it.
Please. Please do.
Ooh, crit.
Roll the dice.
Crits will probably hit.
Do I get a card?
Oh, you do get a card.
Ooh. Please have Kill Dragon on your
I
card.
Know. Decapitation.
There you go. That's a nice one. Triple damage.
Hey.
It's rolly damage. Triple it.
Okay.
I'm fucking sneak attack.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus Christ. Does your sword do anything special? Like,
I think it's just 1d8.
When you just 1d8. Really?
Plus 2. It's a plus 2.
Oh, it doesn't mean out of combat.
I see some good numbers from here.
Just want to 20 average.
God, Nick is so good at D&D.
24.
Remember that time Yuri took down a Hydra? Nick is real.
Cool.
Smite. Smite assassin.
43.
Wait, are you still rolling?
Yeah.
He's a rogue. He's the dice rolling class.
43,
50, 53, 59. Need an abacus. Just shuffle those numbers around.
71, 23, 78.
Tripled.
So to 10, to 34.
Oh, sorry. Plus 6.
So plus
18. Do the math for me. Like, yeah, you've thrown
number
numbers at me.
78 plus 18.
Random.
Sorry, 78 plus 6. Yep. So we'll go 84 times 3. So 160, 240, 244, 248, 252.
Yeah, you stab it in the eye and it screams.
Maybe I got the right.
It is not happy.
What was the final
number? No, it's
252.
Not.
252.
Is it like in
so it's not dead yet. Interesting.
What?
Interesting. I'm leaving and
bonus action dodge.
Does he just like extend the rapier out and like the screen goes black as like a silhouette and his blood just gushes out from the back of it and it's just like rose cherry blossom
but it's
petals
still
just
alive.
It's like and then
does it look like it's that? In a bad state, Zane?
So what it's gonna do is it's going to attack you at the moment.
Maybe this is just like a death blow. Isn't like it will do this.
What's
and then
your AC?
Fade away.
16.
Well, that's going to hit twice.
Yeah. You know it.
Oh, this is Nick's first attack he's had on him.
It passed.
Oh, boo earns.
Rip.
Sorry, tried to have
How
you back.
How far away is he?
5 feet.
From me?
Oh, no, from you. 40 feet.
Yeah, miles
away.
Yeah.
Moils.
Moils.
So Moils, dealing 32 points of bludgeoning damage.
Just out of curiosity, which was the highest damaging hit?
If I halve one of them, it will do 24 points of bludgeoning damage. And it is now James's initiative.
Oh, man. How does this thing look?
It's not happy.
But, like, angry or, like, sad?
Yes, very, very angry.
Listen, I think it's got two...
And bleeding and wounded, but it is not going to go out without a frenzy of a fight.
I think it's got too much of this seeing shit thing going, so I'm going to cast blindness on it. I'm going to need a DC 17 constitution saving throw.
Okay.
I want to cutting words it.
We'll see what it rolls.
You're the most insipid silver drake I've ever seen.
You're just a pale lizard.
I think you have to roll for cutting words, don't you?
Okay. 4.
It
negative
rolled
four.
A 3.
Oh, now it's like a negative one.
But it chooses to pass.
And I just insulted it for no reason.
And now it's going to breathe on all of you.
What kind of breath?
Some icy icy breath. So everyone,
but I'm resistant
except
to fire.
Melina,
do they have fire breath
randomly
instead?
Randomly choose you for no reason.
Silver dragons, unfortunately, have cold breath. So you need to make a DC 20 Constitution saving throw.
Aw, that'd be Dex.
No.
I would really
DC 20. Is this crit or bust? So let's go.
Yep.
Just don't roll this pink dice anymore.
Crit, literal. Jack, check it out. Check it out.
Yeah.
I also negative critted with a nat 1.
Man, you really want Pons to come
Nick,
back?
Did you happen to crit?
I did not crit, but I did fail.
Oh.
Yeah.
I rolled a 20.
Oh, this is nice.
You rolled a 20?
Not natural.
Okay. Then Gwen and Black Patty take 58 points of cold damage.
Oh, I'm out. I'm down.
No.
And those who passed.
That's my max
except
HP.
James, because he crit, take half of that.
Ooh.
So 29.
This is the darkest timeline.
Wait, your max HP is 50?
58.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I hit hard. I'm a glass cannon.
Can I?
How many we take?
So
58.
How much did Patty go down by? How much did Patty go down by?
I was on 9 damage after taking 10 hit points away. So I'm only just down.
Okay, because I was like, I can extend my ward as an abjuration wizard to.
As a reaction?
Yeah, you can do it when someone takes damage to like protect them for a bit. But if you're. I've only got 15 points to spare. I couldn't get you. I think I would have to take off the first 15 points of damage you would have received, for example.
Yeah, 10 would keep me up.
Oh, then I will I will extend 10 temporary hit points to Black Patty so he doesn't go down if possible. I've actually used that yet because I'd like seeing you guys down, but yeah.
How much damage do we take?
Okay, so I'm sitting on 1 hit point.
I took 29 for that half.
That's all I need.
Dashbold.
So
fun. Yep.
Your initiative.
Sweet.
Fight a dragon, everyone.
Man, he hits
I'm kind of excited because I wanted to fight a dragon, just not this one. The one with the fiduciary is the one I wanted with the giant monkeys around it.
So yeah, I'm near Gwen. One. I will start. Oh, I don't have my loots. I don't have the since I got the leap back, I don't have the stats for it. Do I move slower when I'm playing it?
Yes, you can only move 15 feet around.
Oh, that's right. I'll start playing it and I'll give Black Patty Bardic Inspiration.
Okay, so within 15 feet of you is only Gwen, so only she can benefit from it at the moment.
Yep. And I move further, 10 feet further now. So would I move like an extra 5 feet?
No, so it
it's
sets
locked
it.
To yep. 15. Yep. Okay, I thought. All right.
So if you're moving at all, are you moving towards Black Patty? And
I'll move and then cast it and then start playing.
Yeah.
And give him Bardic.
And because you made an attack, you're no longer invisible, right?
Yep.
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 No one's invisible anymore.
You make it
I cast a spell.
Ah, right.
Can I heal myself with it? Yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
as a bonus action.
It's a D8, I believe.
Gwen, it is your initiative.
And does it have my modifier, like with spells?
No.
The healing? Just flat.
Yep.
All right, excellent.
Hi.
Hi. Dragon. Kill him, Black Patty.
Yeah, I decide to turn back time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And don't start combat.
Unfortunately, you don't possess that ability.
Says you.
Get the godhead and you might be able to possess that ability.
But by then you're well beyond this, so it's fine.
Okay.
It's going to be awkward if we die to the first one.
Mm-hmm. Trash mobs.
Well, I'm going to hit it lots of times and see if that helps the situation.
Okay. It's 40 feet away from you.
Why? Because it ran away.
Because it went away to get Black Patty.
Well.
And James. But mostly Black Patty.
Mostly. I can run towards it.
Okay.
If I use my bonus action to cast Expeditious Retreat, I run there faster, right?
Yeah, on next turn.
I can fly 50 feet.
You can fly flat straight at it.
I'm going to boots at it.
Okay, you leap through the air.
Can I also cure wounds myself at the same time? It's a bonus action, is it?
It's a bonus action to activate the boots. It's also a bonus action to cast that spell. So you've used your bonus action.
Okay.
To get your flight speed.
Yep.
You've used your movement to get to the dragon.
Yep.
Now you may attack as you wish.
I will attack twice and try some burning hands action.
By all means. The air around the dragon is very cold. And its blood that is spraying out of its wounded eye is freezing. bits of it splatter
which
on you.
Which would say to me it's probably resistant to fire.
You can make a nature check or a medicine check if you wish.
Is that an action?
No.
Then I will make a check of 15 plus things. Nature?
Yeah.
21.
Okay, so you actually think that it might be vulnerable to fire. Maybe. It would definitely be resistant to cold damage, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's resistant to fire.
Please hold, though. It says any creature within, so I'm going to hit the other two, aren't I?
What are you hitting with?
Are they creatures?
Burning hands.
You can always angle it. You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're angling it forward, it's
I
a
I don't want to hit the my friend.
You don't have to.
I don't want to hit my friend.
Okay, I won't force
you
to.
If you want to.
Yet.
No. Each creature other than my friends has to make a dexterity saving throw of against my what's it.
It's all right. It'll just choose to succeed.
14.
Okay, it passes.
I don't want it to pass, though.
Okay. Well, I'll take that into consideration.
So it takes half 3d6.
Okay. Do you want to roll that damage for me?
I will. 14. Half of 14. 7.
Okay. Yeah, it definitely takes that damage, and you can see that the interaction with flames and its scales is not a friendly one, and it whips its head away from you, screaming again. Now, as it's screaming, you can see out of the cover that you were running towards and the cover that you were running from, a squadron of giant soldiers have appeared. They're not focusing on you specifically, but definitely the dragon and definitely Odette Longshank with her beam attacks up in the sky above you. It's about to get a lot more dangerous in this area.
It would have been easier if it was a skill challenge.
Maybe. So I've still got
someone wanted
attacks
to fight a dragon, you guys.
It's true, I really did. Pretty happy so far.
I'm no longer at disadvantage?
Well, no, because you're not frightened of it.
We've dungeons and dragons.
Well, there's no dungeon.
Two wacky attacks.
Yep.
Do I still have that bardic inspiration I can use?
You yes do.
So the first attack is 23 to hit.
Will hit.
And the other is 22.
Will hit.
Sorry, I'm having some trouble finding my dice. Woo, yeah. 9, can't add, 16, 21, 31.
31 points of damage?
31 points of damage.
What is the element that you are choosing to do to it? Is it fire?
Fire.
Okay. Fire spear, twice, one in the neck, one in the other eye. And the dragon screams as it falls to the ground and steam hisses out of its mouth and ears. You've slain the dragon.
I am now Gwen the Dragon Slayer, even though somebody else did most of the work. I did the last hit and that's what counts.
And the giants are running towards you.
How many giants?
You would estimate maybe squadrons of at least 12 to 20 and maybe 3 or 4 of them.
Run away,
Gwen,
run away.
You yes need to pick me up.
Okay.
So I can keep playing. Actually, I'll summon Duck Lord. Never mind. I'll keep playing on Duck Lord. Because if I stop playing, I can't cast it again. I just realized.
Where
unless
are we
I
going?
Get an inspiration.
What's the plan?
Being a good boy. Hey. I protect stab myself. Odette. Get inspiration.
Okay, she's in the sky. So I'm just going to move away from the giants then. Because I can't fly and there's giants running towards us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going the opposite direction to where the giants are coming from.
Coming from both all ends the directions.
All the directions.
Oh, tits. I dimension door away with Patty.
Away no, to where? Just,
away from where?
Just up.
Hey, Odette. If you want to come on Duck Lord, you can get healed at the same time.
Yeah, let's do that. Actually, Patty, you go.
Okay, time is of the essence. Make a decision, go with it, or right things are going
to
get
you can fit two people on Duck Lord.
Yeah, I'm running to Dashbold.
Yeah, I'll get on with them too.
Yep, all right, pick them up.
Okay, James and Melina. Black Patty on Duck Lord.
Yep, you're getting a heal every 6
Melina,
seconds.
Melina, Gwen.
Well, I was already running away. Our giant's now running at me.
Okay, they're running at the dragon.
Yeah.
Yep, and you are closer to the dragon than to them. Pretty much everywhere around this courtyard has giants coming out of it.
Use the dragon's corpse as a, you know, as
we
cover.
Weekend at Bernie's it. and pretend the dragon's alive by puppeting.
It's me, the great dragon.
Crawl inside the dragon.
Destiny.
Well, I'm going to turn back around and start dash back towards the friends.
Okay.
We're on a dock.
Yeah, now we're your friends.
Where is the duck? Can you bring the duck closer to the dragon corpse?
I need a consensus. What's going on?
Well, duck. If they're coming from all angles, we just got to run in one direction and try and get past one set of them because if we're surrounded, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to go for the shittest, weakest looking giant. Is there like a hill
roll
giant?
Roll perception.
Yep. Ooh. That's a 7.
Okay. James is very confident that this particular direction, continuing towards the northwest, is the best direction as they seem to be the weakest giants.
It was a 9, if that makes it even
very,
better.
Very, very confident.
James confident.
All giants are shit. Gwen took one out like 4 levels ago. It's fine. We'll go that way.
So the giants are actually starting to wield magic, but they're not focusing on you. They're focusing on Odette. Lightning bolts and other spells are starting to be hurled at her.
I cast Animate Dragon.
Do you have Animate Dragon?
Yep.
Maybe. I reckon we try.
Give me that spell.
Yep. Let me just.
I reckon, guys, we try and get behind them and then try to pick them off from behind.
I
when we're not in the middle of a circle for them.
Corpse.
Yep. Yep.
All right. This is a skill challenge.
Apparently, this book doesn't.
And
yep. No. Someone attack something.
We're ending it. And that is where we will leave our marshals this week. Join us next week to see what comes of this oncoming onslaught. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Battle Bards and Tabletop Audio for supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to learn more about this podcast and all of the other podcasts on That's Not Canon Network, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com. And also, if you want to support us, you can give us a rating and review on iTunes or on your podcatcher of choice. Or, if you have a couple of extra dollars, patreon.com/lawanddisorderpodcast is where you can find some more ways to support the podcast. As always, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.